Beautiful Faye. It's Wicked Fairy here, coming in at you with an update for this month. It's been a little while since I've updated my followers on my subreddit. And it's time for my monthly update for those of you who subscribe to my Patreon. Oh, there's so much been going on. It's been a crazy few weeks with everything. I have been busy doing a lot of collaborative recordings, audios with the likes of Miss Wendy and Shy Little Wolf and Audio Allure, and I did one with Addicted to You Now, and a couple of collabs with some male VAs, which is always very interesting and really enjoyable on all fronts. That process it really brings VAs together, and I really thoroughly enjoy getting to know people behind the mic and see how their process works for them and how we can bring it all together, not only with the VAs but also script writers and editors, and learning how to use recording or live recording programs, that sort of thing. So I've been very busy. We had a 3-hour session yesterday, recorded 3 scripts, 3 FFFM scripts, so keep an eye out for those over the next couple of weeks. And I've just lined up another FFM with a female VA, obviously, that I've not worked with before, but I'm really looking forward to getting to know her in every sense of the word. I really enjoy the process. So yes, that's what's coming up. Moving on from that, this is my first, no, not November. I must admit, I didn't know what it was until sort of this time last year. Sort of came in the tail end of it, and I was like, oh my God, what is this? What? Why? Why do people do this? It's beyond me. I'm not good with denial. It's been an interesting, 3 weeks. It's the 21st tomorrow. And I hope those of you who are partaking, fighting the good fight, those of you who aren't, well, you've had a lot more audios out of me than normal. That's probably not true. No, it's probably not true. I'm still recording like a mad woman. But I guess a lot of my audios have been sort of based around the challenge. So yes, that's been very interesting. I must admit, after the first couple of weeks, I thought, I need to record something different that has nothing to do with No Nut November, whether it would be, you know, something challenging you even further, or denying you, or teasing you, or trying to make you fail your challenge. So I fortunately had contact with Corey West 224, and an incredible script came out of our sort of chat. And the second I saw the tags, I came straight to the Wicked Wardrobe and I recorded it straight away. And it's I really should have put a meta tag on it, because it was really a very heartfelt and intimate reading for me. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was received really well, which is just brings me no end of pleasure. I get such a kick out of people enjoying what I'm sharing, and it really does humble me quite a lot. I'm grateful. So if you're listening to this, thank you. If you listen to any of mine, thank you. If you've commented, thank you. If you've upvoted, thank you. Or send awards, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Following on from that, I'm about to hit 6,000 followers on Reddit. I can't even believe. I feel like I only just passed 5,000 not too long ago. So that, I'm glad that people are enjoying what I'm sharing to a point that they choose to follow and keep up with new content. As for what I'm going to do, because I do feel like milestones like that need to be acknowledged, and I do enjoy, you know, coming up with an appreciation post. I hope you enjoyed the, if you listened to it, the hysterical literature ramble fap. If you've listened, you know how much I enjoyed that. For 6,000 followers, I do have a couple of ideas. It would seem that people do enjoy the ramble fap option. We'll see how that goes. But I do have a couple of thoughts on what I can do to mark that particular milestone, which, if I have a quick look now on my Reddit, where are we at? Oh, not far off. 20 odd people to go. So yes, that's I'm planning that at the moment. Something else that I've asked over the last couple of weeks was if anybody, following that hysterical literature ramble fat, I posted a small poll or short poll on my subreddit asking if people would be interested in listening to any sort of narration, or whether it be reading a narrative or a bedtime story, or, you know, more or text of any sort of kind. I love reading voicing text, obviously, but not always, you know, the naughty stuff. Although, you know, that's a win-win as far as I'm concerned. But, I had thought about, you know, whether they be sleep aids or comfort audios or simple stories. I did, quite a few months ago, record the opening of The Great Gatsby, as I'd not read it, actually. And I haven't even posted it, but it's something that I think I would get a kick out of doing. And if people would like to listen, or, you know, have an interest in that, that may go up. I may set up a YouTube for that, so it can be enjoyed outside of the Reddit or Patreon space. Yeah, easily accessible then. Other things in the works. I recently did an interview with an English gentleman, the male VA, and thoroughly was entertained equally by him, by his questions. It was just a general sort of interview. Who are you? What do you do? How did you get your name? How did you get into this? All that sort of a general introductory sort of journey it was into my mind and how I happened upon this space and took that deep dive into becoming a VA. That was really interesting, and I like talking, which sounds quite simple really. I like a lot of things, but I'm becoming used to my own voice. Most of you will know that I don't listen back to myself. I did the other day. It's not to say I never have, but I don't like to. As a result, I don't edit. But I did listen to that most recent Corey West script, actually. And it wasn't as uncomfortable as it has been in the past. In terms of that, I have also just done a self-collab where I've voiced two parts in an FF for M. So that'll be coming out within the next week, I think. But so I did listen to that, as somebody had generously edited it together for me. I thought it was awkward listening to one of me, but then listening to two of me, and one of me slightly changed to make it obvious that we weren't the same person, the same character. That was an experience. Let's put it like that. So, yes, keep an eye out for that one. So yes, in terms of doing that interview, and I've done live AMAs before and other interviews online. It's something that I am planning on doing and interviewing my fellow creators in this space. Still working on a name, whether you want to call it a podcast or not. I don't really want to call it a podcast, but I have found during these collaborations and when we record live, which is my sort of preferred method now, we spend almost as much time bantering on and banging on and laughing and getting to know each other, almost as much time doing that as we do when we're recording the actual script. And can I tell you, it's funny as all get out. I did a three-hour session the other day and, yeah, huge amount. Oh, yesterday it was. Huge fun. So, yeah. I think we really should record all this in between stuff because, we think we're pretty funny. I learned a lot too, which is, grow your brain, keep growing your brain always. So, yes, that's something I'm hoping to start soon, actually. Not quite sure what the platform would be. Oh, and speaking of platforms, some of you may have noticed with my most recent audios that I've changed audio hosting platforms and am now uploading my audios to aerocast.me as opposed to Soundgasm. And I know it was posted about on GWA Backstage, what's happening with Soundgasm. Increasingly, it is slow, it lags, and there's no certainty as to, its stability or its longevity in this space. So in an effort to ensure that my audios do remain there, out there and in the ether, I was looking for a new platform. This one has been around for a little bit, and I am really impressed with the creator of it and what they've provided for this audio space. So, you check out my profile in there if you're interested. And finally, script requests. I'm getting quite a few of them, which is really flattering to think that people would, read a script or see a script and think, oh, I'll flick that to her and to Wicked and see if she'll record it. There are some that I've declined because I don't feel that I have enough knowledge of the particular genre or the tags in the script, or I don't identify with them. And that is, it's essential as part of my process to feel connected and for it to be a genuine script fill for me. I need to have that authentic. It's something I'd want to do. So, some of them, whilst I'm very grateful for people suggesting, some of them don't really sit within my wheelhouse or my comfort level or my level of experience that I, would feel confident in delivering. So I hope that's clear. If you do think of sending me something, I'm always happy to have a look. The other thing is, I just wanted to mention briefly, is if you feel inclined, if you see a script and you'd like to suggest it to me, I'd like it to for you to send it to me privately as opposed to tagging me in the comments. This is something that happens fairly regularly for me, and I know a few other female VAs that I'm in regular contact with. It can be problematic for a couple of reasons. If say as myself, if I don't like the script, or if it doesn't, for all those other previous reasons that I wouldn't fill a script, if any of those are there, I feel a little obligated or to read it and
but also, well, I don't read scripts entirely, but there's an obligation there, I feel. So that could be awkward. It's also, I think, has the potential to be awkward for the scriptwriter offering that script, in that, you know, if they say I'm tagged in it by somebody and I choose not to, well, you know, I don't want them to feel it's like, oh, Wicked Fairy didn't record it, you know, or isn't interested in it, and like I'm some kind of big deal or something. Let's just gloss right over that part. But yeah, I wouldn't want that out there. And finally, if you're not a VA in this space, and I'm speaking on obviously from my own experience, but I know this is also not an uncommon response. If I see listeners tagging other VAs saying, you know, oh, you'd nail this, this would be great, you know, I'd love to hear your take on this, sometimes that can be intimidating to other VAs out there, thinking, oh, well, if they've been tagged in it, the listeners don't want to hear me do it. So the takeaway from all of that is, if there is a script that you think I might be interested and may connect with and you'd like to hear, by all means, send me the link to it. And yeah, I will always look at it and be grateful. But yeah, for all those reasons, if you could refrain from tagging me publicly, and like I said, that's not uncommon that's kind of a preference for VAs in general, I believe, after reading, you know, multiple accounts of that, that practice and how it can be a little problematic. So yes, just going to take for a hydration break a second. Okay. Finally, we're coming up to Christmas now. I've not really experienced a Christmas here in naughty audio space online. I'm sure I was chatting with some other VAs the other day and talking about, is it called Denial December or Jerk Off January? We could sort of launch into a whole range of, you know, Fuck Me February things. But yeah, Christmas, coming up to Christmas in the holiday season, I'll start getting some Christmas treats ready, I guess. Okay, well, I think I've sort of banged on a little, well, enough, giving you the update on where I'm at. I hope you're all well and safe, and that your family and friends and communities are as well. It's been another trying year. I am well. All of mine are well, and very, very, very grateful for that to be the case. So for now, I hope you continue enjoying what I'm sharing as much as I do. Take care, everyone.